This is Steve Moulter, guitar player for Beware of Safety. You're listening to Post Rock, Paper Scissors, where rock always wins.
Hey there, welcome to Post Rock Paper Scissors. It's Armand here. We've got a good show for you today, or I hope it's a good show. Don't have a title for it yet, because, well, the show today, just like the last one, isn't really themed, so I don't really know what to call it yet. I grabbed a bunch of songs like 2-3 weeks ago that I was listening to. During that time, I threw them in a playlist, and these songs have just been sitting there for 2 weeks now. So I decided to just smash them together, and that's what today's show is. And it's like you can tell from the first track, it's gonna be pretty upbeat. Though it's kind of a jumble. It's like two different types of music, kind of the electronic-y post-rock stuff, and kind of the, well, it's mostly that, and then there's some other post-rock stuff, but for the most part, it's an upbeat show, mostly rockish and electronic stuff, but it should be fun, but it's not like cutesy fun. Oh, it's also like, actually, some parts are not very fun, because there's a lot of samples I actually used in today's show, like spoken word samples, and if you're familiar with post-rock, they're usually not very happy, but one of them is pretty funny. Either way, you'll just listen to the show, and hopefully you'll like it, but there isn't really a theme, so just listen to the songs for what they are. Yeah, and the first track we played was by a band called The Non, N-O-N. That track was called Pigeon Force, from their album, which was released, I can't tell if it was 2009 or 2010. I can't believe 5 months of this friggin' year has already passed, so I can't really tell. But yeah, who cares? The album was called Tadaima. Tadaima? Tadaima. So, yeah, Tadaima. I should probably look this up, but whatever. So yeah, that was The Non, and that track was Pigeon Force. It was a very upbeat track, a little mathy, but a fun track. Before we get into the next block of songs, I just want to do some bookkeeping for the blog and the podcast and all that stuff. I don't know if you, a lot of people probably don't read the blog because the blog gets way fewer hits than the actual downloads of the podcast. So I wonder if anyone's actually reading the blog. But it's not like up to this point, the blog was really just a placeholder for the podcast. So it wasn't very important to go to the blog. However, a couple months ago, I said I was going to end the show after episode 30. This might be news to you if you don't look at the blog. But I'm changing that. We're not going to end the show. It's going to go on indefinitely. But right now, we started off as putting up a podcast every week, and then we moved to every 2 weeks. Now it's maybe every 3 weeks-ish. It's going to be, the podcasts are going to be fewer and farther in between. I'm sorry. I'm not a very busy man, but I've got things to do. So you'll still get podcasts, and they'll still be fairly frequent, and hopefully they'll still be good. But to make up for it, what we do now on the blog is we're actually putting content on the blog. And every day, I post up a few links. Basically, whatever I've found interesting during the day while, filling in the space at work. And one of those links will always be what I'm calling the Daily Jam. So basically, every day, I'll provide you with a song that I've been listening to that day. It varies much more than on the podcast. So, because on the podcast, I try to keep it within an umbrella of post-rock. It's not really, half of the stuff I play on the podcast isn't really post-rock per se, but it's under that umbrella. It's in the same ballpark. But whatever we're going to be putting up on the blog might vary a little bit more because what I'm listening to in that day. But I still think they're great tracks, so you might want to check them out. So the whole purpose of this was to say the podcasts are going to be fewer and further in between. I'm not stopping. So I guess you got to be patient. But you might want to check out the blog more often than you do. If you don't, you might want to check it out. What I do is I use Google Reader whenever I want to follow a blog, and you basically just subscribe to the blog on Google Reader, and it basically updates it for you automatically every time there's a new post. So if you can't remember, I don't know, whatever, just check out the blog whenever you have time. Yeah, anyway, so that was the bookkeeping. We'll go into the next block. This next track is by an artist who goes by the name Take, T-A-K-E, just the word, regular word, Take, like take that, or this. The track is called Before You Think. It's off his record from this year called Only Mountain. And yeah, this next block is a little more electronic-y than the block after, which is a little bit more post-rock. But yeah, enjoy. Here is Take with Before You Think. Thank you.
like a mother.
Are sharp as nails up there. You can't put anything past them. Oh my god, dude, I'm freaking out. I am so stressed out. I feel like I'm having a panic attack.
You want to talk about stress? You want to talk about stress? Okay? I stumbled onto a major company conspiracy, Mac. How about that for stress?
What the hell are you talking about? This company is being bled like a stuffed pig, Mac, and I got a paper trail to prove it. Check this out.
Take a look at this.
Jesus Christ, Charlie. That right there is the mail. Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay? Pepe Sylvia, this name keeps coming up over and over again. Every day, Pepe's mail's getting sent back to me. Pepe Sylvia, Pepe Sylvia. I look at the mail, but this whole box is Pepe Sylvia! So I say to myself, I gotta find this guy. I gotta go up to his office. I gotta put his mail in the guy's goddamn hands. Otherwise, he's never gonna get it. He's gonna keep coming back down here. So I go up to Pepe's office, and what do I find out, Mac? What do I find out? No, Pepe Sylvia. The man does not exist, okay? So I decided, oh, shit, buddy. I gotta dig a little deeper. There's no Pepe Sylvia. You gotta be kidding me. I got boxes full of Pepe. All right, so I start marching my way down to Carol in HR. And I knock on her door and I say, Carol, I gotta talk to you about Pepe. And when I open the door, what do I find? There's not a single goddamn desk in that office. There is no Carol in HR. Half the employees in this building have been made up. This office is a goddamn ghost town.
Okay, Charlie, I'm gonna have to stop you right there. Not only do all of these people exist, but they have been asking for their mail on a daily basis. It's all they're talking about up there. Jesus Christ, dude, we're gonna lose our jobs.
Well, calm down, because here's one thing that's not gonna happen.
What?
We're not gonna get fired.
We're not?
Because we've already been fired.
We've lost our jobs?
Yeah. About 3 days ago, a couple pencils came in the mail. What did I do? I mailed them out. Wait a second here. Okay?
We've lost our jobs. That means we've lost our health insurance, which means all of this was for nothing. God damn it, dude. I'm having a panic attack. I'm actually having a panic attack.
Will you settle down and have another cup of coffee?
I am, bro.
All right, well, fine. You know what, Barney? Give this guy a cigarette. He's freaking out.
Huh? Who?
Barney. He's the guy who tipped me off to Pepe Sylvia.
Barney? Who the hell is Barney?
You don't say Oh, shit. What the hell did he?
You've lost your mind. You've lost your goddamn mind, Charlie!
Welcome back. Let's go over what we just played. So, like we mentioned, the first track was by Take. It's called Before You Think, off his record Only Mountain. After that, we heard a track by Arms and Sleepers. The track was called The Motorist. It's off their EP of the same title, The Motorist. And that's a great... I think that uses a great sample. I mean, I knew about Arms and Sleepers for a couple of years now, but I saw them live a few months ago. They played with Caspian and Beware of Safety, who, if you paid attention to the beginning of every show we have, the intro is by Steve from Beware of Safety. And so, Arms and Sleepers, I'd always heard of them, and I've listened to their albums quite a few times. They have some great tracks. But I thought, you know, they were the band I was least looking forward to during the show. And I think they had the best set. I mean, they were the best band playing that day. And what was cool was they had, the show was in a place here in LA called the Pear Space. And basically, it looks like some guy's renovated garage. It's tiny, but it's awesome. It's a nice place. And so while Arms and Sleepers were playing, they had a projector that was projecting images onto the wall the whole time. And when the sample came on with the stuff on the, the images, it was pretty sweet. And I never had heard this song until I went and saw them live, because I hadn't heard this EP of theirs. But, you know, that's a good performance, I guess. If it gets a person to go out and check out the record, or optimally buy the record, then you know you're playing well live. So that was Arms and Sleepers. After that, we heard a track by Helios. I kind of altered that track a little bit. I don't know if the track originally does not have a sample. It was released... Actually, the track was created before that sample ever existed. And the track is called Velius. It's off his record called Eunomia, which was released in 04 or 05 or something like that. And, you know, if you've been listening to the show, you know I'm a fan of Helios. I love all his music. And the sample, I actually just threw it on. And I've used a sample from this show before. If you're familiar with it, I don't know. The show is It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It's a popular show. It's been on for a couple seasons here. And that was like a minute and a half or 2 minutes of a segment about... some guy called Pepe Silvia, and it's a hilarious part of the show. It's one of the best segment ever in that show in all four or five seasons or whatever there has been. And basically, one day I was just messing around. I was listening to Helios track for a while, and I thought someone should use this song as in a mashup, maybe, or as a background for something. And so I looked at what samples do I have on my computer. And basically, I don't have much. Just whatever I find funny from shows or sometimes from movies, I might record it, might use it. So I just got this one. I threw it on, and it fit perfectly. I didn't even have to do anything. And the more you listen to it, the more awesome it sounds. And I maybe if you're a Helios completionist, you thought maybe it ruined the song. I don't know. I thought it went great. So yeah. So you can, if you want to just check out the original song without the sample, it's by Helios and it's called Velius. It's the first track off his record Eunomia. Anyway, so we'll move on to the next block. And, well, so far all the songs we've played have been about 4 minutes each. And that's what? Okay, 16 minutes so far of the show. I mean, because it's four tracks, 4 minutes each, roughly. But we only have three more tracks coming up, and the shortest one is around 6 or 7 minutes. So it's going to get a lot more long form. This next track is by Fridge. It's called Long Singing. It's the last track off their album from 2001 called Happiness, which is an underappreciated album. I mean, from the early 2000s, you always hear people talking about Godspeed and Silver Mount Zion and Sigur Rós and all that stuff. But no one talks about Fridge. I don't know why. Well, maybe some people talk about Fridge. I don't know. But it's one of the members is Kieran Hebden, or whichever permutation of that name. Who cares? He's in Fridge. And oh, Kieran Hebden is also known as Fortet. So Fortet, everyone, well, I'm not going to say everyone has heard of Fortet, but we've played them on the show quite a bit. And they're more popular than Fridge. But anyway, the point of this is go get the album, go check it out, listen to it. And I've been talking too long. Here's Fridge with Long Singing. See ya. We'll be right back.
Dislike or like.
Let's go back to 1967, the time you were winding up serving a term of number of years, 10 years, and written accounts indicate that you told the authorities, don't let me out, I can't cope with the outside world. You have a recollection of that?
They make a desperate plea out of something, man. There's no desperate plea out of it. I say I can't handle the maniacs outside, let me back in.
That's
the word. Yes, well, your inflection, your voice, tone, your implications there.
Well, you use the word maniacs on the outside. How are you different from maniacs on the outside? Why do you call them maniacs? Because you know something? They think
Welcome back. So let's go over what we played in that block. Like I mentioned, the first track was by Fridge. It's called Long Singing off the record Happiness. After that, we heard a track by Youth Pictures of Florence Henderson. Florence Henderson being the mom in the Brady Bunch. What was her name? Carol, right? Carol? No, who cares? Was it Carol? Now this is going to be stuck. I'm going to be asking myself this question for a while. Well, I guess until this records and then I'll Google it. Anyway, Youth Pictures of Florence Henderson. The track was called Yet We Continue to Build There, the structure, comma, the structure. Off the record, Unnoticeable in a Tiny Town, Invisible in the City. That was from 2005. They have a new album out this year, which is also good. I forget what it's called. Maybe self-titled. I don't know. But that's this is an EP, even though it's EP by post-rock standards. It's like 35, 40 minutes, which is like a regular record for most artists. Still no Yindi Hall. It's not three tracks, 50 minutes, or whatever that is. Anyway, let's see. What the hell was I saying? Okay, yeah, that track was... I don't know where the sample is from, and I didn't Google it, which is probably something I should have done. Because it's a good sample, and they do a really great job of... the sample doesn't really dominate, and the music is perfectly in cohesion, or whatever. Obviously, you're not going to just throw on a sample and say, hey, whatever, this should work. It's music in the background. Here's a sample. Boom. But they do a good job at it. And I'm... Yeah. So we got one track left. And this next track is about 10 minutes or so. It's by 65 Days of Static. It's off their new record called... We Were Exploding Anyway. This track is called Tiger Girl. It's the last track off the record. We also put this on the blog. It was one of the daily jams last weekish, something like that. We also had a Fridge track on the daily jams. So what else did we have on the daily? Well, I guess if you've never gone to the blog and you haven't checked them out, what can I let me say what we've played, whatever's coming to my head. There was a 65 Days of Static track. There was a Fridge track. There was a track by Ian Hoggood, who's like an ambient musician, but that was like a poppy song kind of by him, which was strange, but very good. We put a song by Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. That was a great track. Something by Sumner McCain. We played Sumner McCain a few times in the show. Great artist. Some French track by some relatively unknown band that I just found the other day, which I found out about that band from a website called Stereo Mood. And if you go to the blog, I usually post stuff that I find interesting that day, and one of the things I found interesting was that website called Stereo Mood. And they should probably pay me for advertising, because I have no relation to them or anything. But it was a cool website. It's called Stereo Mood, and basically what it is they have playlists for whatever mood you're in or whatever you're doing. If you're doing spring cleaning, boom, they've got a playlist, spring cleaning. If you're sleepy, they have a sleepy playlist. Admittedly, the songs are not that great in the playlist, not what I would have gone with, but basically they get all the songs from music blogs. Okay, so that's how they get around the legality of it. So they kind of like aggregate tracks from music blogs and put them on there. And I think you can make your own playlists. But it's pretty cool. I found like two, three artists from that website just listening to the playlists. So you might want to check that out. I mean, just check out the blog. You'll see all the links. You'll see some stuff. It'll be cool. Thanks for listening to today's show. We'll be back in like 2 weeks or so. Here's 65 Days of Static with... Oh, I never even talked about the record. We'll talk about the record. It's a new record out now. Or leaked out. I don't know if it's released yet. Anyway, it's far more electronic than their last records. And I think it's not as good. Let me backtrack a little. Their last record, which like nobody liked, but I thought it was really good. It had their best songwriting that they've ever had, but the production was kind of, you know, like it was not very good. So I think that's what turned off a lot of people, but it was definitely their best songwriting. The new record is a lot more electronic oriented, and they're good electronic songs. They're fun, they're catchy and stuff, but they sound kind of derivative. It sounds like I've heard this before somewhere else. And then their more guitar-oriented tracks are pretty dull compared to what they've done in the past. So I was underwhelmed, but you should check it out and form your own opinion. Anyway, I did a lot of talking on today's show relative to the amount of music we played, and I don't know if that's a good thing or not. But anyway, here's 65 Days of Static with Tiger Girl, and I'll shut up.